Hello and welcome to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, giving you this week's roundup of industry news powered by Financial Services Online. Let's dive straight into the latest from Australia's financial sector. Firstly, we're noticing a distinct eye from our regulators towards the non-bank lending sector. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission and the Reserve Bank of Australia are raising the alert due to the impressive growth and potential risks in this space. Although tempting, with competitive rates and flexibility, borrowers must pay careful consideration to the stability and the regulatory safeguards of non-bank lenders. It all comes down to doing your homework and availing of the assistance of financial advisors. Remember, the goal is to align your borrowing choices with your long-term financial aspirations. Our second major story follows in the same vein. Macquarie Bank, bucking the trend, is taking a pause on residential property lending to trusts and companies. This move, seen as responsible by the Property Investors Council of Australia, serves as a break to prevent properties from becoming speculative playthings. The critical message? Do engage with licensed financial advisors. Full comprehension of lending implications is crucial. It appears Macquarie Bank is joining broader industry efforts to protect residential real estate's integrity, a move we continue to follow closely. Now, heading overseas, Austrian motorcycle tycoon KTM AG has brought a sigh of relief to excited Australian riders and dealers. They've secured considerable funding to solidify their financial position. Managing to get 600 million euro to complete their restructuring plan, KTM will cover 30% of their 2 billion euro debt due next May. This move, in perfect coordination with their major shareholder's European arm, Bajaj Auto Limited, ensures KTM will keep their presence in our market, a move that's applauded by stakeholders globally. Lastly, we address a warning issued by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority aimed at small businesses. The hook? Be wary of unregulated lenders. This past fiscal year saw a rising trend in lodged complaints from small businesses. Yet, a fair chunk of these were dismissed due to the lenders being out of AFCA's jurisdiction, underlining the importance of engaging with AFCA member lenders. Knowledge is power in this instance. Understanding loan terms, checking lender memberships, and seeking financial advice can save businesses a world of stress. Wrapping up, that's all from this week's Finance Wrap. Keep a close ear as we continue to provide updates on these and more industry developments. Remember, Financial Services Online is your go-to solution for all things personal and business finance. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more detailed insights. I'm Paige Estratori, signing off. Until next time, stay financially savvy.